Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Achiri Adams, graduate student at the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cahill, and history teacher at the Coleridge and Parry School. On this day, September 6, 1984, amidst considerable public debate and anticipation, the Supreme Court ruled that the by-election conducted in the parish of St. Peter on July 19, 1984, was null and void due to errors made by election officials. This ruling by Chief Justice Sir William Douglas and Justices Williams and Husbands meant that a second by-election would have to be conducted in the parish. The rural parish of St. Peter had been a Barbados Labour Party stronghold since the onset of universal adult suffrage in 1951. Speaker of the House of Assembly, Burton Hines, who was first elected in 1966, represented the constituency for an unbroken 18 years. However, in May of 1984, he demitted office and retired from public life after a protracted illness. His departure set in train one of the most remarkable by-elections in Barbadian history. The date of the by-election was July 19, 1984. Nomination day was July 4th, and on that date, five candidates were duly nominated to contest the election. They were Owen Arthur of the Barbados Labour Party, Sybil Leacock of the Democratic Labour Party, and independent candidates Glenroy Strawn, Martin Cadogan, and Everton Green. After a robust two-week political campaign, the electors of St. Peter went to the polls on July 19th. 74.2% of the registered electors cast their vote. The ballots were counted at the Alexandra School, and at the conclusion of the tally, Ms. Sybil Leacock and Mr. Owen Arthur received an equal number of votes. A recount was requested by one of the polling agents, and the returning officer acceded to the request. The recount began at 4 p.m. on July 20th and lasted for 18 hours. When the results were announced, Ms. Sybil Leacock of the Democratic Labour Party was declared victorious by the margin of one vote. Ms. Leacock received 2,765 votes, while Mr. Owen Arthur of the Barbados Labour Party received 2,764 votes. A request for a second recount was denied. Mr. Owen Arthur and his attorneys took the matter to court and sought to establish that he was the duly elected representative for St. Peter. Mr. Arthur's legal team cited what they perceived to be several irregularities related to spoilt ballots, which in their considered opinion materially impacted the outcome of the election. These legal arguments gained the favor of the court, which then determined the outcome of the July 19th by-election to be null and void. A second by-election was then held on November 22nd, 1984, and Mr. Owen Seymour Arthur, a 34-year-old economist and government senator from Ben Hill, St. Peter, emerged victorious, defeating Ms. Sybil Leacock by 238 votes. On this day, September 6, 1984, the results of the July 19th St. Peter by-election were nullified by a court of law. The political intrigue and unique circumstances which attended this extraordinary by-election captivated the imagination of the Barbadian populace. Notably, it was within the context of this political melodrama that the meteoric political career of Mr. Owen Seymour Arthur began.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.